The murky Ogden River's running high, swollen with water coming out of Pineview Reservoir, and yesterday, a young boy put his feet into the cold current and he was swept away. This afternoon, we learned 8-year-old Corbin Minchie lost his life last night in spite of heroic action from a firefighter who jumped in to pull him out from under a log. We can't imagine the awful pain Minchie's family must feel today. I'm hoping, though, to help any other parents from having to go through the same thing. Cambry Applegate is director of the group Safe Kids Utah. She's joining me now on the KSL Newsline, and I thank you for your time. It seems like these kinds of situations often start with one moment of panic as the child goes missing. Cambry, what should a parent do if they lose track of their child around moving water?
Well, obviously our hope is that that doesn't happen, that they're being able to supervise their child when they are around water, or especially this time of year, trying to avoid water altogether might be the best case scenario. However, if you do lose track of your child, especially if you're not sure where they went, we actually do recommend checking areas of water first, going there first to see if you can find any clues that they might have gone into the water, because the water unfortunately can cause injury a lot faster than maybe some other places that they might have run off to.
I believe in this case there were shoes and socks left on the riverbank, and it was quite a distance from the place where the child was found under the log. We often think of drowning as something we'd notice with the victim thrashing and shouting, but is that how it usually happens?
This is actually one of the major misconceptions when it comes to drowning, is it's not like the movies portray it to be. There really isn't a lot of thrashing or even yelling or screaming. The problem is when somebody starts to drown, they know that they're in trouble. They're putting all of their effort into just not drowning and to get that next breath. And so they're not able to scream out because they don't have enough breath to do so. So it's important to, like we talked about at the very beginning, to keep constant watch over kids, especially near water. We recommend having a water watcher at all times. So take turns among parents. So you have one designated person who's always watching the kids around water, and take turns so that everybody can still enjoy, have a fun day, but the kids stay safe.